but I learned the Amitzias in sixth grade. And it's very impressive to learn it again. You know, this is not the first time to learn it again either. But okay. Basically, that's right here. Eid HaMitzvah Shalom, Eid HaChai V'Hakos. So there's Eid HaMitzvah Shalom, which Eid HaMitzvahs are his. The Eid HaChai V'Hakos. The Mashmos of Chai V'Hakos is that Chai V'Hakos is the opposite of Shalom. Right? That seems to be the Mashmos, which sounds okay. That if something is not you, if it's not yours, so then we're chayav lahakris, right? Theoretically, there are a level in the Gemara will come up. For example, if according to Abaya, the yish shalom midas lo have a yish. So if you find an aveda without a simon, it's not shalom. But I don't know if you're chayav lahakris. I don't know. I would assume that if there's no simon, you're not chayav lahakris. So I assume that there is such a mitzias of that it's not shalom and it's not chayav lahakris. That's what I would assume. Like this example of an aveda shein bo simon, but for some reason the person is not miayish. Because he doesn't know it's yish shalom midas. So there's no point to be machris because there's no simon. What are you can't give it back anyway. But it's not shalom. But okay, but in the Mishnah's case, there's only two choices. Eidu Metziah Shalom, the Eidu Chai V'Hakris. Okay. Eidu Metziah Shalom, Motza Peres Mefuzar.
But aren't all these cases really ones Chai V'Hakris?
I mean, Chai V'Metziah Shalom. The Mishnah
says, I'm sorry, Eidu Metziah Shalom.
The Mishnah's going on the first half of the Mishnah. We'll see the second half will be maybe Chayv LaHakris, but the first half of the Mishnah is Eido Metziah Shalom. Now that's repeating again. It says Eido Metziah Shalom, Eido Chayv LaHakris. That's the title.
So L'chara, it's saying Eido Chayv LaHakris is everything except for these, no?
I don't know. Does it mention which are Chayv LaHakris?
That's the next Mishnah.
Yeah, I assume that there's another Mishnah.
No, but it doesn't.
Elu chayv lahakris matzah peres bechliyo kli kamustru most bekes kamustru goes on.
But so then it could have just said it there. It doesn't have to say it here.
Right, but it's really one Mishnah. That's the title. Now, Eidu Metziah Shalom, our Mishnah, is the next Mishnah. Right. Really shouldn't have been broken up into two Mishnahs. It probably should have been one Mishnah, but okay. Eidu Metziah Shalom, Eidu Chayv LaHakris. Eidu Metziah Shalom, Motza Peres Mefuzarim, Mos Mefuzarim. Okay, so there are two cases, Peres Mefuzarim and Mos Mefuzarim. So why do you have to say
both?
Well, so the Gemara is basically going to say that they're really not the same case, right? But Peres Mefuzarim means the Gemara says that it's talking about that they were placed there on purpose, but you didn't buy that there's small amounts. So it's not worth it for you to come back for. Right? That's what Gemara says. So if you're in the Gemara, Peres Mefuzarim, the Gemara says, which means that it's like a loading place, a place where he piles up his warehouse, where he piles up his stuff. So and then he forgot.
That's the threshing floor. That's where they work the items. So these are the remnants of where they work it.
Right. So it's not that he dropped it there. He put it there on purpose, and then when he was leaving, he left a certain amount by accident, whatever.
I think Rebbe, they say that's a different sugya. That's called a veda midas. That's not okay. The sugya.
Right? So that's the case. Mashanta the Beit Dari. The first case is Mashanta the Beit Dari. The Mosh Mefuzares is that he dropped money. Right? So it's a different, so there are two totally different cases. Mosh Beres Mefuzarim. So that is that in the threshing room, there is a small quantity of Paris that were left over, one here, one there. So it doesn't pay to go back for, because you just a little bit of scattered all over the place. Mod Mufuzaris is the guy dropped. There's no random, so it's an assumption he dropped it. Krichos Rishis Arabim.
Would there be a problem if there were both of them dropped? Like, would there be a problem why the Mishnah is repeating another case?
I don't know. The Maisa, the Gemara apparently assumed that that's not what happened. The Gemara says, right? I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mosa Ber Mufuzarim VeKama Am Rav Yitzchak Ba Arba Amis." It says, "Hey, Chidami, Derech LeFida, Fida to Venami."
Because that's
Pasha. So why did the Gemara make the in Kimta that the Mos Mefuzar that Paris Mefuzarim is Derech Hinuach, while Mos Mefuzaris is Derech Lefila?
Because that's going on Yitzchak. That's with Yitzchak.
Okay,
so that, the comma. It doesn't mean the Mishnah that there's no such thing as Elam Tzia Shaloi on Paris. Paris have that's what's saying. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak answer Kabar Ba'amis? I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yitzchak's going on the Mishnah. He's going on the Mishnah. Where it says Motza Paris Mefuzarim. That's the quote of the Mishnah. The comma. How many Paris? Rashi says Choshe Pizur. And he gives an amount. So he's saying that that's Chan the Mishnah.
Right.
But says that the case that in Rav Yitzchak, who's explaining the Mishnah, has to be that it's Derech Hinuach, while Mos Mefuzarim has to be Derech Lefila.
Right, but the Tosfos says the reason why Rav Yitzchak was compelled. He's not saying that the reason is because otherwise we're going to have, you know, two pieces of the Mishnah saying the same thing.
The Gemara finds like individual explanations for all the cases ultimately. So like, isn't that, I don't know, like the Machrozishal dog, and one of them is like is Simonosi Dares, another one is like the Kesher, and is it whether it's Kesher is similar or not.
What is the Hechrok for the why Rav Yitzchak gonna say this?
Because he holds like Abaye, the usual Amidas, so I have a Yush. I mean, I don't know what he does with the coins. Oh, with the coins is probably other Masyal Mashmash Bakisai. The Tosfos is giving us a reason, you know, why Rav Yitzchak veered. It's not because it's going to be a duplicate case.
Okay. So you're correcting me. In other words, I was saying, assuming that the answer to why there's not a duplicate case is because goof of this difference. And you see that the Gemara type is holds that we could have figured out other answers, or there wouldn't have been a problem with duplicate cases. Otherwise, Taibis should have just said that, you know why Rav Yitzchak doesn't, Taibis makes a daichik in a sense that Rav Yitzchak is committed to Abaya. You know, we don't know Rav Yitzchak holds like Abaya necessarily.
We paskin like Abaya.
Okay, but that Rav Yitzchak has to paskin all that way, but he's saying,
We wouldn't want to be. Wouldn't it be better to make Rav Yitzchak like the Mandeber who doesn't get
tefillah? Okay, I don't know, but okay, I don't know, but it's
the lessons also.
The Maisa is making an Okimta. He's making an Okimta. Rav Yitzchak is like a bias. So, and as it were, according to me, Rav Yitzchak could have gone according to everyone, and Rav Yitzchak's hechrok was because he didn't want to make two cases identical. So you say that no, that Taivis felt that that's not a valid. Apparently, Taivis felt that's not a valid hechrok. And the hechrok is instead that the hechrok is that just what the Taivis said, because by Mois you can say it's not Yishon Amidas, because all the Mishamesh would be Kisa B'chol Shah. But by Peres it would be Yishon Amidas. So therefore he has to say this guy. So that sounds good.
Could Rebbe slow down a drop? I'm sorry. somebody finds fruit, is that shaloi or not shaloi? I don't know what happened.
The Mishnah says matzah beres mefuzarim, it's shaloi. So Rav Yitzchak says in Ukimta that it's talking about a case where we know that the person put it was, and that wasn't derech nefida, it was derech inuach.
Rav Yitzchak said the kama. I'm sorry, Rav Yitzchak said the kama. How much before that question in the Gemara of the kama? How much? There's a mission. The mission says in Pratzat Paris, if he finds fruit, no, it has to be mifazarin, right? In order to keep it. Before the comma, the Gemara seems to be letting on to hanachas that if he lebots or a feel more, a feel this, it sounds like there's such a thing as keeping fruit. Is that before Rav Yitzchak came along, can I keep fruit?
Well, maybe before Rav Yitzchak came along, I don't know. The it depends. If you hold like a bayer, you hold like Rava. So it depends how you read the Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah is ambiguous. So if the Mishnah is there, the Mishnah definitely says you can keep the fruit. That's definitely clear in the Mishnah. If you all like a buyer, then you must read the Mishnah derech inuach. If you all like Rava, then you can learn the Mishnah derech nefila.
I thought the kash was on the word mefuzarin. I thought that's what I thought the kash was.
Right, not the payroll, the Gemara, it's like, yeah,
mefuzarin doesn't say how much mefuzarin.
So, but we don't know. But I'm saying that the Mishnah is read in two ways. That's what Taiva says. Taiva says, depending on whether you hold a babaya or rabba, or whether you read the derech hinduach or derech or derech nefila. The Gemara Havamina before the was that the Mishnah is probably Derech Nefila and the Mishnah is a Raya to Rava. That's probably the Gemara's Havamina.
Maybe people know. Maybe people feel the basket. I don't know why we're getting involved by a Rava. I just thought,
Taisa says. Taisa is trying to Gemara. That the reason why Rav Yitzchak's hechrup was because there's no yish by Paris. Okay, I don't know what the Gemara thought before they. Okay, then let's go further. So the Gemara the matzah ban mefuzarim, mal mefuzaris, kriches b'shus harabim. These are all cases that you can keep a good eid veda, kikara shal nachtam, roza shal dogim, atika shal baser, gizei semer. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. Let's see Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi here.
Are we like skipping that first Rashi's?
Yeah, I'm not coming back to it. I'm not skipping it. I'm just reading the first two Rashi's together. Both of Huzaris. Hov Amem Simen Nicker. The Yuish Miyayish. The Havilu Hefker. Vizet Tam Kulo. Okay, so let's read these two Rashi's again. Moza Baram of Huzarim, the Shaisha Bainam. The Bainam were in the Shaisha. Can it really be Gemara? Like the Gemara says. Which is, I assume, this Gemara that we just quoted, and it's Hefker. Moz Mefuzaris, Ho of Amem Simon, since they don't have a Simon Nicker, he usually Miyayich. So the Bidem is Miyayich. The Havin a Hefker. Vizet Dam Nakuda. Okay, so let us put on, I told the guys in my share, first day of the Sugya, first day of this man. There's a mitzvah gedayeh lekvetch, right? We know that the Shita Mekubet says it's very interesting. On the beginning of every mesachta, the first page is extremely kvetchy. After that, he's not so kvetchy anymore.
I thought the first day of the Sugya, the Masorah talk hashkafa.
That was Rashivit. That went to and the Shita Mekubet says doesn't talk hashkafa, but he does kvetch on the first day. Anyway, what's the kvetching in these two Rashi's? They compare and contrast the two Rashi's.
Well, he only mentioned the same thing in the second one.
Saying the same thing, yeah, so.
He doesn't say it the same way.
Okay, so the first question is, if he's saying the same thing, why doesn't he say it the same way? Okay.
I think Rabbi already sort of answered
that. Is that Tom Lakula?
And what else? What?
Zero Tom Lakula should be in the first Rashi.
That's very different Rashis.
In other words, there's, I guess, three questions. Okay. Rabbi says we answered it already. Okay, that could be. But let's just say the questions. That Rashi in the first Rashi says Nisyai Shua Baida. Rashi in the second Rashi says, Hova Einem Simen Nikar is Yushe Miyash. Why did Rashi say in the first Rashi, Hova Einem Simen Nikar? Let me just ask the question. Right? Now this in the second Rashi, he says, why were the Yayish? Hova Einem Simen Nikar. He should have said in the first Rashi, Hova Einem Simen Nikar is Yayish. Then he says, the first Rashi, he says, the Hefker. The second Rashi says, the Avid who Hefker. I don't know. It's a little different way of speaking. The Hefker means sounds like it is Hefker. The Avid who Hefker sounds like in Lumdis, it's considered Hefker. I'm just not sure. But
it's just theoretically practical.
Wait. And then the bigger question is, and the last Rashi says Zaytam Kudam. Why does Rashi say Zaytam Kudam? Because he doesn't want to have to keep on repeating himself. Because he, you know, why be redundant? Just say it once and get it over with. So that's what he does. He says Zaytam Kudam. So I think someone asks, so why did Rashi say Zaytam Kudam on the first Rashi and not bother writing the second Rashi?
Because you can't describe it until you get to specifics. Sometimes you can only explain so much. You try to explain someone how to play baseball or football if they've never seen a game. It's almost impossible.
I don't know.
It's impossible.
Rashi on the second Rashi, the first Rashi is not the one that's going to be Lakula.
Then he could have said Zetam Lakula on the first Rashi.
No, well, the first Rashi iteration. From the first example.
Talking about the Veda Midas case. The Veda Midas is not going to be the same thing as the rest of them.
Okay, so the answer.
That's why it's not. Chef girls,
yes, I hear. I agree. The answer is that Rashi didn't say Zetam Nekulam on the first Rashi because it's not true. Because the first case is not Zetam Nekulam. The first case is a completely separate case. That's what Rabbi is saying also. That, you know, it's only the second case is Zetam Nekulam. There's just two totally different cases in the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is that the guy left it on purpose. And why did Rashi say, Ho Ben Simon?
There is.
Because
in the first case, we know it could be there. It wouldn't make a difference if there is a Simon or there isn't a Simon, because we know who left it. We know the guy. Now that we know, even if there's no Simon, we know who was here 5 minutes ago. We come into the threshold. And we find, oh, hey, Yanko was just here and he forgot he forgot the apple. So what a simon doesn't help you, no mind of it, right? Even without the simon, you know whose it is. The reason why you can keep it is because the Biden doesn't want to be matriarch to come back for it. So it's very, very beautiful, Rashi. Rashi doesn't say in the first Rashi, Hove Mem Simon, because even if it would have had a simon, it would make absolutely no nafgamina.
Rabbi, there's only one problem, Rabbi, that Aveda Midas is not Nisyai Shua Bailam, really. He can make something hefker. You know it's not Yish. I don't know what Yish means at this point, but Nisyai Shua Bailam in the Pasha reading normally means a person gives up hope. It doesn't mean Aveda that he left it there on purpose. He was masker, as he should say.
It's a little bit in the middle. He didn't on purpose leave it there because he didn't want it. That would be Aveda Midas in the simple sense of Aveda Midas. What happened there is first he forgot it. And then he made up his mind that when he doesn't want to bother to go back.
That's not
Yish Midas, because his Das is I'm not going back when he leaves. He knows he might have left something there, but it's not that he left it because he doesn't want it. Hefker usually is something I don't want. Theoretically, if he would have seen it when he was left, he would have taken it. He would have taken it. So it's a little bit not so bad, the Lashon Yish, because it's he left it because he'd be yayish because it's not worth it for him to be matriarch to look go look under the bed. So when he's leaving the hotel and he knows that there might be something fell under the bed, it's not worth it that maybe a quarter fell under the bed. So I be yayish on it. So it is a little bit like yish.
I think you need the yush because he's never mafkirid. He never says, oh, yeah, I'm mafkir this thing. So it comes through the mechanism of yush. He says, okay, I'm not going for it. That's a yush. That's a violent chis from kiss.
Right. Right. I'm not 100% sure. The question is it going through the system of yush? Now, we know there are two systems. There's a system of hefker, and there's a system of yush, right? For those people who are grace to Talmid HaChamim and they learned Bar Mitzvah once already. So they know that there's a gigantic shaiva in this farm. I don't remember who. If there's a halachic nafkamina between Yish and Hefker. And Hefker, once you say Hefker, it's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. You wouldn't be over Chametz Shavuot of HaPesach. You won't be over Chametz on Pesach. You would be, if once it becomes not yours, if you change your mind, you can't take it back. I mean, if you find it, you can take it back. But by just saying, you can't take back the Hefker. Once you're mafkir it, and then you see it, you say, oh, I take it back. No, you can't take back Hefker. If you want, you can pick, you can be kind of in a Hefker, but you can't take back the Hefker. Now, Yish, according to many, many people, calls mind that no one else finds it, it's still yours. Therefore, you'd be over maybe Chametz and Pesach. And therefore, if you decide, let's say you're Miyayish, and then you see it, and you say, now I remember where I left it. Ah. And then after you remember, someone finds it before you go ahead and took it. So according to many people, you can take back Yish because Yish doesn't make Hefker. Yish just gives it a reshus to other people to take it. Now, Rashi here is not mash, by the way. Rashi here says the Havilu Hefker. But the many people learn it's Lavdafka because by Yish, it's not really Hefker. You were never mafker it. So why should it become Hefker? And this is one of the big shyness in the Achrayim.
Is it a possibility of Besdin being mafkerit, or that's not a possibility?
Everything's a possibility. In other words, you definitely weren't mafkerit by Yish. The Shaila is, don't call it Besdin, it's a din Torah. Is the Torah mafkerit, or the Torah just allows someone else to take it? The nafkamina would be, can you take back the Yish? If the Torah is mafkerit, so once the Torah is mafkerit, it's hefker. If the Torah just allows someone else to take it, so then once you stop being miyayish, no one else is allowed to take it anymore. If the Torah just allows someone else to take it, then it's chametz shavuot of Pesach. If you find it after Pesach, because Yish doesn't make it. Now Rashi's lashon, I'm really not sure, because Rashi says the havelei hefker, right? The second Rashi,
he just says it straight out.
Hefker hein, boom. The hefker hein. Second Rashi says the havelei hefker. So the shaiva, which I am not clear about, is does that mean the same thing? So pashas, it means the same thing, but on the other hand, if it means the same thing, why does Rashi speak in different language? Rashi, he says the hefkerim. The second Rashi could have also said hefkerim. He says, "Oh, beinem rish simin, vicker yuish miayish the hefkerim." Could have said the same thing.
I thought that's what Rebbe was saying before, is because over there by the first one, he himself doesn't want to go back for it. So yeah, it's not a bother. It's too much of a bother. Forget it. He gives up in that heftze. He gives up in the heftze by money. He's not giving up in the money. He's just forced to give up in the money.
So this is the shaita that relates to what Sandy was saying. And the question is, if both cases, there are different cases, but are they working through the same lundus? Now, there are two different cases. The first case says he knows about it. He knows that he might have left something, and he says, I'm not bothering to look for it. The second case is he dropped it accidentally. So the simple reading of Rashi is, like Sandy said, is that he's using a system of Yiddish by both. So they're different cases, but they're both using the system of Yiddish, of the exact same system of Yiddish. If that's the case, so it's a little, Rashi should have said, and that's definitely Mashma, because Rashi says by both Yiddish. The other hand, and why does Rashi use different Lashonis as far as Hefker? The other possibility is that they're not really the exact same system. Then the first case, there's a somewhat of a real Hefker, because it's a decision that I'm not going to bother looking, and I'm not going to bother checking in all the corners, and I, whatever I left, I will let it be, even though, you know, I'm not happy about it, but I don't want to bother. So that's a real Hefker. Wow, in the second case where he drops in, he just says, by the chisar and kiss, that's only Havilei Hefker. It's not a real Hefker. In other words, Havilei Hefker means it's not mamish Hefker, it's like Hefker, but it's not really Hefker. And there's halachic nafkaminas between the first case and the second case. I would love to say that Hefker Cain is mashma, it's mamish Hefker, it's totally Hefker. The Havilu Hefker, it means it's not really Hefker. It's like it's just like a Havile who ke Hefker. It's like Hefker.
It's very Meduric also, because I'm not the biggest Diyuk person, but the Nun, the first one is Nisyaishu, is normally in a fila, means Nisyaishu, he was, that's usually in the past tense, Nisyaishu Habayim, and Rashi uses, and he switches when it comes to Mos, but Iyushe Miyayish. Usually, I think it means in the present or the future tense, right? It means we're doing sort of the Yish is happening against him. It's not Nisyash. He was Miyayish, the Havilu Hefker.
Okay, I have to admit, I don't know grammar.
Isn't the Aleph in Aramaic like the equivalent of a Nun?
I have to admit, like, I do not know like grammar. Really, but I used to learn Rabbi Grumbat, and Rabbi Grumbat is a very big bakhti in Aramaic grammar. I remember that. And he drove me crazy because he knew grammar. But I did not know. I don't know English grammar. And I don't know. I don't know. That's not my. It is a valid point that Rashi, usually, and first is this Yaisha, why he changes. So, but what the implication of the words, I don't know. So I don't know. So what we're saying is as follows, which is so far very nice. Is I still didn't get to the $1 million shayla, but we're saying very nicely. The reason why Rashi speaks differently, and the reason why Rashi says that Tam Kulam on the second Rashi, and not on the first, is because the first Rashi is for a whole different lumdus than the second Rashi. I mean, different in the beginning of the case, you wouldn't say Zed Tam Kulam, because in the first Rashi, he decided to leave because it's not worth his bother to look. In the second Rashi, he didn't know when he lost it. He found out, he realized later that he lost it. And it's just because it's a Adam and Osin Shmashesh Bekiso, there's no problem Yishra Midas. So Rashi could not say Zed Tam Lekulam on the first Rashi. It's not true. On the second Rashi, that's going to be Tam Lekulam. All these cases are going to be cases where for some reason it's not a problem of Yishra Midas, that it's something the person knows, right, relatively quickly, and it's working mitam that he dropped it, and there's no problem of Yishra Midas. But by the first case, it's a different time. It's because he decided he doesn't want to bother.
The kulam doesn't include the first case?
What?
The kulam.
That means all the future cases, I assume.
Well, that's a shrill. The kulam sounds like it's everything, even the first, no?
I hear, but I'm going to argue, because the fact that I say it on the second case, that Tam Kulam, it's self-understood that I'm not including the first case, because if I would have said that, if I included the first case, I would have said on the first case.
Couldn't he have thrown in the chutzme?
Okay, I hear, but I still assume my way. I hear you have a valid point. You know, you're entitled to your opinion, and maybe you're right that kula means all. But I would say if kula meant all, then why would Rashi should have said on the first Rashi? The very fact that he said on the second Rashi is implying that it's starting from the second Rashi, and it's so, it's so from this suit, so that's why he doesn't have to explain himself. Yeah, I'm
but, saying, but on Ahmed Bey's, neither one is considered a valid proof. Neither one's able to prove the whether we hold like a bayi or rava.
Right, but the
so obviously maisa, each one fits into both.
Fine, they both fit into both. Very good. But the maisa, the way the Gemara explains in the next line of the Gemara, the first case and the second case are totally different cases. Because the first case is by the left it in there is a simon. We know whose it is, right? It's definitely not a case where there's no simon. We know who left it, but the guy left it intentionally because he didn't want to bother, you know, he dropped a bunch of pennies and they scattered all over the place. And he knows he didn't gather them all up. But okay, I'm not gonna bother. It's just a penny. So he knows that there's some wheat lying around in this threshold, but he doesn't want to bother. I'll leave a little wheat here. We have to go. I'm not going to go pick up every dust of the wheat.
So if it's true,
then it's not because Abel Simon, it was completely different. And it's not because it's a decision that it's not worth my time and energy to pick it up. Wow.
In the second mission, does it say Matzah Peres Bekli? It comes up with a counter case where Yarchev Lachris.
Okay, fine. But that's not necessary. That's Pashup Shad. It's not in the case of you find it in the warehouse, in the whatever, threshing house, whatever. That's a different case.
Can I just ask a Pashup? I don't know. I mean, maybe Rebbe's naming on. How does Yish give somebody else my item? Like, what does Yish even mean?
If I care, Yish really, Parship Shat. Again, is that really a shouldn't? Just because you're Miyash and you say, Vaidach, he's sorry, kiss, it shouldn't do anything. Except the Torah, since it's the Sabbath, you gave up hope and you're not going to use it, then you're just moving on in your life. So someone's going to find it. So we might as well let the finder keep it. So the Torah makes it hefker. That's the Parshup Shat. Again, I'm sure there are much more Lamdashup Shatim. But the Parshup Shat is that for the sake of Tikkun Olam, why should it be? You're not using it. You're not looking for it. You're not going to come back for it. You gave up for it.
Rebbe's saying so, it's like beholder, like darachin noyam, like the Torah made a darachin noyam here.
It's a Torah, but it's a deraisa, right? It's a deraisa dikadin that the Torah goes ahead and either it takes off your bias or it takes off the iser geneva, depending on the chakira that we mentioned before, because you're miyayish, so let someone else have it. So it's a chiddush. I assume there has to be a pasuk. Without a pasuk, I don't know if we would have known such a thing. I don't think it's a svara. But the hesber is not that you're mafker it. It's by yish. Maybe the first case you were mafker it, but in the second case you weren't mafker it. You just gave up. You realized you came home and you found that you had a hole in your pocket, and you realized that the thing that you had in your pocket fell out. You say, oh,
I am screaming, no, I'm not. I'm not Miyayish. I'm not Miyayish.
We don't believe you. We believe you, human. We know that deep down you really are Miyayish. You're just saying that. Doesn't mean we know human nature. Human nature is if a person loses something without a simon, he's miyayish, because he does no hope for him to get it back. I'll be derech hadava. So even if for some fluky reason, the guy knows who saw he, the guy saw it falling out of your pocket, whatever. So, but since you don't know that, you don't know that there's such a weird thing. You don't know that it was caught on video camera that it fell. So therefore, you're miyayish. Okay. Anyway, that's Parshup Shat. Okay, so again, I want to move. I want to go look at the Rashi Arif. That's where the excitement comes. So far, it was not exciting yet. I don't know, maybe. Rashi Arif is my favorite. I don't say my favorite Sefer, but he's always an interesting Sefer. So we said many times that Rashi Arif occasionally, and obviously, it's almost exactly like Rashi. but there are nuances of changes. So there's, again, there are two theories. One theory is that this is, there were two different, you know, everyone, no one claims that Rashi wrote Ha'arif. That's for sure. So either one theory is that there were Rashi himself had two editions, because Rashi wrote more than one Madura, we know that. So the person who wrote Rashi, took Rashi Ha'arif, he cut up a different Madura of Rashi and he pasted it on the Rif. Okay. I personally do not like that shot, because from my limited experience, Rashi Ha'arif is always better, so to speak. I don't want to say better, it's not the right word. But the changes are always meant to be improvements. Obviously, it doesn't have to be improvements, but they're meant to be improvements. You can see, you can almost always see that someone did not like the way Rashi was written and he added a word either for clarity or to argue, but it's usually for an improvement. So if anything, it would sound like that the Rashi Ha'arif is second. To say that our Rashi is Madura Kama and Rashi Ha'arif is Madura Basra is very unlikely. To say Rashi Ha'arif is Madura Kama, so why is Rashi and the Rif like better than our Rashi? Clearer, sharper? I don't know. So I would go with the theory, which I know many people say, is that Rashi Ha'arif just means that the printer, it was a big Talmid Chacham, decided to put Rashi Ha'arif because he thought that would be a good idea. But sometimes he made improvements. He was a Talmid Chacham, and he said, "His Rashi is a wonderful parish, but once in a while, he added a word or two to make it clear when he thought either Rashi was unclear or schwer. So he made his minor improvements in Rashi." That's what I think. That's what I happen to like that shot. And I think it jives with the meaning of the Rashi. Okay, but let's see Rashi on the Rif. Adam it says, Matzah Beres Mefuzarim, this Yaishu Abayim Vehefkere. Right, that's almost identical, no? I gotta get the two so I can read them both together. This Yaishu Abayim Behem. So he left out Kidamar Begemara. So he left out Kidamar Begemara. Now that makes sense. Okay, that's okay, I don't know. He left out Kedamrei Gemara. It's like, but okay, Nisai Shabbai Behefkerin. Kedamrei Gemara doesn't really add clarity, so can hear you can leave it out. Moz Mefuzaris, Ho Ve'Einba Simen Niker, which is what we have. We have Ho Ve'Einba Heb Simen Niker. That's basically the same. He adds the word low. Hove ain lo ba simeniker. Okay. Vada yushemiyayish.
I think the Bach changes it to behen.
Okay, but I just heard about the word low. I was examining on the word low. I was wondering. He doesn't say he doesn't have a simen. He has he doesn't have a simen. I don't know why. It sounds like he's coming to Bavard that even if there is a simen, but there's sometimes simon that he doesn't know about. However, ain't low by him simen. In other words, it's like it's not a din on the money. It's a din on the guy and him. Does he know? In other words, you could have what it sounds like what Rashi's saying. Rashi on the Rif is. You could have a simon that he himself is unaware of. And that's also, that doesn't count. Let's say on money. You see, money moves from one person to the next person, changes 50 million times, different people. So let's say you look at it under a microscope, a magnifying glass, and you discover that somebody made a little mark on the bill. And they didn't use bills in those days, on the coin. So would that be a simen? There's a real simen. There is a real mark. There's a marking, right? There's a marking on the bill. But I would say, I mean, I'm talking about a modern day time, but the same thing would be with coins, right? You go ahead and you find money, you find the dollar bill, and you look at it under a microscope, a magnifying glass, and you discover that someone put a little writing on their something, which is, you know, hard to notice. So that would be halachically would not work, because there's no reason to assume that the guy that dropped it knew about that siman, because very likely that siman was made by a different person. We don't know who made the siman. It's not like the guy was planning on dropping the money, so he said, oh, I better make a siman before I drop it. He didn't drop it on purpose. So yeah, it happened to drop it. So what?
That's why Rashi says it on the money, the Brahmas. It's
a dinner. It's ho over the aim low.
Specifically to money.
What? Now, the money could have a siman, but he doesn't have a siman.
No, can we say that about Peros, or that only?
So anyway, on Peros, money? we said Peros, even if it has a siman, it's not relevant.
I'm saying with that concept, right?
Okay, I don't know. But Peros, well, I don't clothing, know. Peros. Usually Paris are you grew it. You're Paris. Money is constantly changing hands, and millions of people.
Rabbi, that's the core why the Mishnah on Chafei Amin Olive says specifically the case of the Matbos is Zel Gav Zeh. It's not a simon in the coin, it's the way the coins are placed.
Okay, right. So I'm just saying, so the Rashi Arif is very meduyak. If you, and maybe he's adding the word lo, which our Rashi does not have. Our Rashi says Ein Bahem Siman. So I'm claiming, I think it's very nice, that Rashi, our Rish, said, wait a second, that's not true. You don't have to say Ein Bahem Siman. Even if there is a Siman, it wouldn't count if he doesn't know about it. So we have the Ein Lo Bahem Siman. So the Rashi and the Rif adds the word lo, which is an improvement.
What's the half a minute that if he doesn't know about it, that could still be
that person can't keep it if he doesn't have a minute. Somebody else wrote something. I'm not saying there's a half a minute. I'm just saying there's they're not arguing. I'm not even claiming they're arguing. I'm just saying that Rashi Arif is being more meduyik. In other words, Rashi said Ein Bo Em Siman. Now that literally that means that there's no siman. So Rashi Arif saying it's not true. You're Rashi, you're lying, you're misleading, because you're saying there's no siman. The implication of your words that if there was a siman, you couldn't keep it. That's not true. Even if there is a siman, you couldn't keep it. You could keep it. Rashi probably agrees. I'm not saying there's a machlokes. I'm saying that Rashi, our Rif, wanted to avoid a miscommunication. Doesn't have to mean that Rashi, it's like the Bach sometimes adds things to Rashi. And part of shot is Rashi meant that he didn't say it because he felt it was self-understood. You know, the Bach adds it to be clearer. So that's what I'm saying here. Rashi also probably meant when he said aim simba bo simon, he meant aim low. Aim low. And that's what. But I'm not claiming this. I'm not like this. I'm just claiming that Rashi Arif decided to correct a misrepresentation. It's almost what Rashi says is if you would read Rashi literally, you would come up with the wrong halacha.
Lo for sure means him.
Lo means for him.
For sure. He doesn't.
Ho man, lo ba. Yeah, lo. If it would be lo, he took out the word bo, then maybe you could say lo means the money. But yes. Ho man, ain't lo.
That's how you talk. Ain't lo ba. That's the way it means. Ain't lo ba. And there isn't in it.
No, I don't think. Ain't lo ba. He doesn't have in it.
Rabbi, who are we going on in the Mishnah? The people who find it or the people who lose it? Aren't we going on the people who find the item?
Lose it.
I thought we're going on the people who find it. Ain't lo
Siman. He, the guy who lost it, ain't bo Siman, and therefore Miyash is going on the loser.
Right. So that's why Elu Matzias the Shaloi. Right. So let's say somebody finds money and there's mamash a Siman on it. It's not his. Maybe that Siman is his. In other words, he put down his name. Is this? No idea
if
about
it's
it.
A noticeable siman, even if he didn't make it, but he probably saw it. So then it would be different. Because once he sees the simen, so let's say the guy before him made the simen, but if it's noticeable, he sees it, so he knows about it. My whole example is where it's a simen that people, you know, like mark deck of cards, where there's only the person who marked the deck of cards knows the simonim. An average person would never see the simen. So you go ahead and you discover that it's a mark deck. So that it's not, but you know, by cards, okay, maybe you don't assume different people use it. But by money, as I think, it'd have to be a simen where people don't necessarily see it. That's where it would be a shaida. You can have a simen which is not noticeable.
I'm saying that's simen. Rebbe, that's what Ellie, I think Ellie, I was saying before, I don't know, but he was saying before is that Rebbe's making a deal here that this is dafka most, even though our Rashi says it applies to kulam, Rebbe seems to be making some kind of deal that is dafka by money that he stelled on this point. That's what, okay, I think Ellie was saying before.
I don't know, maybe.
Could the low be referring to the guy who found it?
No, I don't think so.
The guy picked it up.
Why we care about the guy who picked it up? The question is, the guy who lost it.
Me doesn't see a simon there. Really, about simon. He picked it up and doesn't see a simon. So,
David, that's definitely bad grammar.
You know, it would be like funny, like Rashi said, ho ve'ein simon. Aim Bohem Simon. And like, what is he? I'm saying, assuming, you know, there's assuming the theory, no matter, according to every theory in Rashi and Rashi Arif, it was originally one way and then it was switched. So let's say, if you assume my theory for sure, why would the person, the printer, add the word low when grammatically it reads nicer without the word low? If you assume the other way, okay, maybe Rashi originally wrote it with bad grammar with low, and then he changed it to fix the grammar. Okay, that could be. But if you assume my way, so it's like the printer was fixing it. So I'm explaining why he's fixing it, because low is more accurate. Okay, let's go find that. I still didn't get to my punchline. Okay, what's my punchline? Rashi says, ho ve'eno bo simen, nicker. So what's my $1 million shayla? Anyone know? What?
Vaday. Why is it vaday?
Why is it vaday? Because you need a vaday.
Wait. Rashi, the Mishnah didn't say that. I don't know.
Okay. So Rashi and the Mishnah didn't say it. So maybe we got a machlokes. Or in between Rashi and the Rif and Rashi and the Mishnah, or again, maybe Rashi and the Rif want to be clear. The Rashi and the Mishnah doesn't hold you need a Vaday, and Rashi and the Rif holds you need a Vaday. Yeah, but what else? Even Minayabe and the Rashi and the Rif.
The Havaluhu Hefker is different than the Havi Hefker, no?
No, I don't know. I want to stick, excuse me, I want to stick to this point. The question I had is,
didn't we say that Yish and Hefker are two different systems?
Okay, but Rashi does that too, so I can't help.
Can I just read the Rashi and Rif, that last point, one more time? I just don't have them in front of me. I'm sorry.
Rashi says on the second Rashi, Ho ve'ein bo bo simen nicker, vaday yayish miyayish v'ave Hefker. So the question, we know our Rashi leaves out the word vaday. Our Rashi says Ho that doesn't have a simen. Therefore, it's miyayish. And Rashi Arif adds the word vaday. What's interesting, so you'll say like this, that Rashi on the Rif holds that in order for, it's not a Rashi on the Rif holds, you need vaday. In other words, what if you have, you know, the question would be, what if you have a situation where there's a probability that the person's miyayish? So, but we're not vaday.
Maybe it's a suffix zela. Maybe the Rashi and the Rif hold suffix zela. Right. I can't keep it.
Right. So maybe that would be a machlokes. Rashi maybe holds that it's a probability than the Yayish. I'm muksik. I'm muksik and I have a rife. You know, so I can keep it. But Rashi and the Rif holds, no. And maybe not a rife. Okay, but you know, it's a 50-50. So Safek Zayla, you can't keep it, even though you're Muktzik. Okay. My million-dollar Shaita was, if Rashi al-Riv holds, you need a Vadai, so why didn't he say Vadai in the first Rashi? In both Rashi's, just like here, you know, that if Rashi holds that the Yaishu Abayim is not good enough, you need Vadai Yaishu Abayim. Now, our Rashi maybe says, if I say this Yaishu, it means Vadai, or Rashi holds, you don't need Vadai, I don't know. But Rashi Al-Rish decided to be clear. He wanted to be clear. He said, I don't want to write this Yaishu Abayim, because this Yaishu Abayim does not imply Vadai. I want to write Vadai Yaishu Abayim. I got to be, for the sake of clarity, I have to make it that you need not just Stam this Yaishu Abayim. Because he couldn't have written it. He said, I'm not going to write in the second Rashi, Hov Eibo Simen Nikar is Yaishu Miyaishi, Bobby Hefker. Because then you wouldn't know that it's Vadai. And I want to tell you that it's only yours if it's Vadai. Otherwise, it's something Gezo. Well, Rashi and a Rif have the same point, make the same point than the first Rashi.
Rabbi, does Rashi and the Rif say
that if it's Vadai? If it's not Vadai, it's something Gezo.
Does Rashi and the Rif say Vizo Tam Kulam?
No, he does not.
So maybe that's Gopher why he's not saying it's Adam Kulam, because maybe he happens to be, in the case of Moses Mufuzeros, he happens to hold it's Vadai. It doesn't need to be Vadai, it happens to be Vadai.
Okay, but then what if it's not necessary to be Vadai?
In the case of Vadai, for sure, he point out Vadai.
Because you don't say things that aren't needed. If Rashi...
But if it's Vadai, so there's no point out in this case it's Vadai.
No, why should you point out that it's Vadai if it's not relevant? I don't know why it's not relevant. If the din would be true, even if it's not Vadai, so it's just coincidental that it's Vadai. So why say that? Pashup Shad, if Rashi says Vadai, so then it means that Rashi.
But everything's pointing out like that, because as Rebbe pointed out, the first Rashi there doesn't say Vadai Nisayishu Bailam, and he doesn't say Zetam Kulam. So that seems to point in direction that this is an anomaly for this case.
Didn't say Zetam Kulam, that's not necessary because of the Vadai. I didn't say it. I don't know.
The first case wasn't a Kimta. So you have an Akimta, so we don't have to get involved. Vade, not Vade. Chazal, tell us.
If Ashkafically, Rashi Ariv holds that there's, like Rafi said, that there's a problem of Safek Zayda. Right. And the only way you can resolve Safek Zayda is Vada Yaish. And he wants to make that point, that don't think that it's a Safek Yish. No, you need a Vada Yaish. So why should he have made the same motivation that forced him in the first Rashi to make this observation, and the second Rashi to make this observation that he's Vadai, means Yayish, then he should have done the same thing in the first Rashi.
In the first Rashi, you could have
the same case, where just like in the second Rashi, what if we're not sure if he was Miyayish? We're not sure if he was Mishamish Mikiso, then it would be good. So in the first Rashi Yosef, we're not sure if the guy forgot it. We're not sure. It's what if it's Suffolk, he knew out Suffolk, the Fida. You know, you can have cases of Suffolk in the first Rashi too. There are snakes. You don't know whether it was he knew out or the Fida. You know, you have this middle, this shear where the Gemara says that they have the Gemara is not sure about what the shear is. You know, Yitzhak is a shear, but not. There are cases that the Gemara has taiku in the shiurim.
But you could definitely have
in the first case also svekas.
No, but based on those shiurim, you could run with it. Chazal tell you.
But there are cases that are suffek because the shiur the Gemara goes taiku.
Oh, I mean you find something that's easy, you got to be vada.
Says Alocha should say that it's only when it's a vadai. There are cases of suffix. The Gemara itself says there are suffix. I mean, we're Gemara going to say teiko. If you find a certain amount, chatzikav, chatzik the area, So the Gemara has a Teiko. So
I mean, it just sounds like back in the first Rashi, there's we're just trying to figure out the Gedarim, right? Of whatever that thing, it could be a suffix, it could be not, but this is the amount. In the second Rashi, we have a Kasha. The guys that normally we know that this guy and he, most people are screaming that money I'm not giving up on. In other words, it's going against the actual grain. The person saying, Rebbe said before Asvara, that the person's a lawyer. If a person says he's not giving up hope, the person's a lawyer. We're saying, oh, we know if I care. Vade Misyayish, you are Misyayish at that point.
Where the guy screaming, I wasn't the guy.
That's not screaming, because over there we're saying it's not kedai for any normal.
The guy screaming that I'm not
money,
like that.
Wants the money.
You're gonna have the game guys there. The guy screaming that I'm not, that's everybody else, and I'm a stingy guy, and I would come back, and we don't believe him.
The Gemara doesn't say what the comma by comes by money. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara by money. The Gemara by money needs a major chiddush that we need a vadoyus, because it's very very against what the normal Zach is. That's why.
I don't know. I would like to, it's 9 o'clock. I would leave this sphere for tomorrow. Maybe people can think about it. In other words, the question is, this is a very interesting question. If Rashi, first of all, we don't know, is there a machlekes Rashi and Rif, or is it just that Rashi meant Vadai and he didn't bother saying it, and Rashi on the Rif is more clear. But if there's a machlekes, so then what is the machlekes revolve around? That would be like the first question. So, but the second question, but the first question is only an if, because we're not sure there's a machlekes. But the second question is a vadai question. That when Rashi Arif is motivated, he says, I'm not going to write like Rashi Yayish, because Yayish might mean something Yayish. I want to make it clear, you need a Vadai Yish. So why didn't he say on the first Rashi also Vadai? My gut feeling is that this connects to what we were saying before, that since it's a different case, so you don't need a Vadai in the first case. But the question is a Havana, why that should be true. In other words, depending on, we said, that the first case and the second case are working through different lambdas. So maybe when you're working through different lambdas, one lambdas needs a vada and one lambdas doesn't need a vada. But the shaida is, why? What's the logic of that? And I think that needs a little hesber, maybe more than a little hesber. But that's what the way I would like to go. That in the first case, where the guy left it on purpose, so to speak, where that's what we're inclined. So you don't need a vadai. The second case where he's dropped it, then, and it's working through yish, a vayda chisarin kiss, then you need a vadai. Okay, but it needs a hezber, why that should be true. Okay, all right, we'll see you again tomorrow, Beshem. Thank you, everybody. Benjamin Simon.